Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce this song and present to others the host with the most, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. They call him Coach, call him Doc, call him the Love Guru. Without further ado, let's present Dr. Low. Make it do what it do.
It's like we run a race with the heavy hand.
Damn, do I best I can. Steady
watching the free, watching what they can.
Hey, don't worry about that.
The gun no life, yet I get up every morning.
My. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Excited to come before you. We have an awesome show planned tonight. Tell the Truth Prime Time is indeed a pleasure. Let us talk about it. And that's what this is all about, an interactive opportunity for you to share your thoughts and with people all over the world. Tell the Truth Prime Time is truly focused on everyday challenges. And our title for tonight's show is Why People Have So Much Attitude. And I want you to think about it. Let me give a shout out to Money Coach Keith. Is that Keith? Thank you so much for joining. Member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. You're joining us. Thank you, brother, for taking time for being a part. But we want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. Make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone. Ask your location and you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith and the host with the most, who's about to join us. I'm going to meet her in a minute. And our host is Lisa Farah Levine. Also, you can check us out on the web link. And I'm going to let her in, and we can go from there. You can check us out on the web link. And the web link is blogtalkradio.com/WBSW. Internet Talk Radio. So we're so glad to have you here. We're just excited about having our host with the most joy, but we're going to make sure we give her the right introduction. Just maintain and hold on. You also have an opportunity to check us out, and we're glad to be able to have this format available for you by emailing us. You can email us to find out more information and how you can hook up with our web link, as long with our Facebook channel, along with our Instagram, and all the social media. You can email us at lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. And if you want to check us out on Twitter, you have an opportunity. You can go to @LisaFarrell24, also @WBSWRadio, @Zeta Phi Sigma_, with the number 10, and we also have an opportunity at LorenzoDSmith15. And we'll be in broadcast on 2 devices with Instagram tonight. Really excited about that. We have President Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. And also, you know, the host with the most is keeping and making it do what it do to it well. @Lisa F. Levine. And that's LCSW. That's the Twitter. That's the Instagram. And also, we're partnering with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. And their handle is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Also, on Facebook, continue to work with us because we're trying to make it do what it do. And it's facebook.com/DR. L. D'Alberto Smith. And we have one more device. We're just so glad to have an opportunity to hook up with it. That's Tumblr's Live. You can go to @DrLowSmith-blogtalk. And you can check us out on Tumblr. So we have several devices operating, and we're so glad we have an opportunity. Now, the on-demand episodes, you want to go back and check them out, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. What you can do is go to Google search, type in, it'll take you to the web link, Just type in WBSW Radio Blog Talk. It'll populate it, and you can get all of our shows. We have published 644 shows. So God is so good. He's just working. That today is that 44th show. So we're so glad to have that opportunity. You also can catch us on Facebook if you're a friend, as well as you can catch us on LinkedIn, along with Twitter, Instagram. And you also have an opportunity to know that we're excited that it's WPSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. We have listeners and watchers in 40 countries. And just on the North and South American continent, you have, based out of the United States, Canada to the north, and now in South America, we have Brazil. So thank you, each and every one. That's just three of the 40 that we have. We just want to make sure you know that we're taking care of this continent, of these two continents over here in the West. So we're really excited. You can also register for WBSW Radio giveaways. We need you to send your name along with a meaningful transaction. That can be Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. And we will put you in the raffle for the hotel stay for the trips that we're giving away. Also a gas card, a gift card, a food voucher, along with we're going to be going to certain service stations, convenience stores where they have gas pumps, and we're going to be there. And when the individuals drive in, we're going to let them know who we are, and we're going to pay for a tank of gas for them. We're going to move around and make sure we do that. And I'm going to take it to the point when I'm traveling, even if I'm in Atlanta, in Georgia, in Florida, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to pay for somebody's gas that day. And it's going to mean a lot to them, but we're going to make sure the card is given to them. So we're really excited about giving back. We're interactive. We are excited to be able to come before you. Our title for tonight's show is Why People Have So Much Attitude, Lisa. Why people have so much attitude. And we're in a time where everybody have an attitude. Their behavior is dictated by their attitude. And we wanted to take time to talk about it tonight. So we want you to be a part of it by calling in. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone. Ask for your location. You can chat with the host with the most, Lisa F. Levine, and myself, Dr. Louisa D. Smith, as we talk about why people have so much attitude. I tell you, it's so exciting to be able to come. I want to give a shout out to Truly. I mentioned one of my frat brothers, but another frat brother who's been on the show, been on, you know, the broadcast, and thank you so much. His husband, Father Sigma, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. So we want to make sure we give him that shout out because he's been bringing some things last time he was on the show. He was just making it do what it do. So I was so glad to have him on. But I want to, before I move any other direction, all my hosts, I just love a show over there with the most standing there. I want to tell you a little foggy today on my stream. So I want to let her know she's a little foggy today. But I see you. But sometimes you'll be told that. She's going to make whatever adjustment, but why she's doing that, I want to take an opportunity to introduce her.
And we give Hold her on.
To make sure we introduce her. So what she's doing now is she's going out and she'll come back in. Now, what I want you to truly take an opportunity is think about the question, our title states. Why people have so much attitude. Sometimes your attitude determines your aptitude. I was always told that in education. Sometimes your attitude
Sorry. Can you see now better?
Put your photo on. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I don't know.
Okay.
iPad.
Okay.
Brand new iPad, by the way.
Well, you're breaking it in tonight. That's awesome, awesome. Okay, without further ado, we want to introduce to some and present to others the host with the most.
Is it indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others? She's called the host with the most. Excited to know that she's hosting on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Without further ado, Young Lady Hills from the great state of Ohio. She's now living in South Florida. A licensed clinical social worker and truly a friend. Miss Lisa Farrell Levine.
Show that's being broadcast, and we're really excited. God is so good. 6-year anniversary, September 27th. Man, God is so good. But again, the host with the most. And I like to give her that, you know, I did it on that phase of it. I'm going to do it like this, too. This young lady is the host with the most. Hails from the great state of Ohio. Now she's laid home in the southern tip of Florida for a little while. And she's bringing it.
Want me to start?
Yes. Let's make it do. We can see a beautiful picture behind. Can everybody see the host? Give me a hand clap, thumbs up. We can see the host. All right, dude. So let's make it happen.
Where shall we start? Why do people only focus on their own feelings and themselves, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Lack of empathy, only concern from themselves, probably some narcissism, personality disorder. They think they're the only ones that exist. I think we're lacking any kind of concern for other people. It's all about me attitude. That's how I feel. And it's actually... Oh, there we are.
Hey. There we go.
Something I teach my kids against, gaslighting. I actually had that happen twice in 1 week. Very interesting. I think people have become so self-absorbed and they think they're the only ones that exist. And it's just like lost touch about thinking about others. And for me, I'm always thinking about everyone. Why not? You know, it's like you got to put a balance in there. But like, I notice like when people don't get their way, they get caught up in their feelings and you get these very negative, nasty, hostile attitudes. And that's kind of like, you know, it was going on before 2020, everybody. Maybe it got worse, you know, after. You know, I'm still trying to find a lot of statistics on things, but people are bitter. They're bullying, you know, because it makes them feel better. And if that's the kind of message you're putting out there, you know, you're going to start losing friends or relationships. I just heard of, like, 4 divorces. Going on past couple days, people are getting, like, I think at a point where they don't want to be bothered with that type of behavior. And you don't know, you know, I always say this, I say it on here too. You don't know what someone's coming in a room with, but you're so focused on yourself that you don't know why they come in crying or they're upset or, you know, and I think we've just lost sight of how to be kind and empathetic towards other people. I think a lot of it's anger. Like, I noticed down here is just so much anger and bitterness, and I'm trying to figure out why, you know. I think people are also uncomfortable with trying to understand other people's emotions. Does that make sense? Like, they don't want to even attempt to try to understand. It's a discomfort because they're not capable of doing it. Exactly. And like I said, people with personality issues, there's no way. If y'all are with a narcissist or a borderline, forget about it. I said, get rid of them. Get rid of them. They will never change. And take care of yourself. There was something else I pulled. Caught up in your own feelings. Blaming other people for things. Laying blame rather than taking responsibility. Oh, I'm not me. I didn't. You know, guys, wake, get up, whatever it is. Start thinking about other people and not just yourself, because it's not all about you. It's about all of us. And, you know, someone made a good point to me, like, Lisa, it will never be a unified situation. And I say, well, I'm going to keep promoting it, and I'm going to keep teaching how do we show empathy towards others. So I think there's a lot of points that can be made on this one. This is a good topic.
And Lisa, I'm going to jump in right here. I'm going to tell you, you said a couple things I just want to take some time to talk about. Feelings. I think what we're going through, and it could be partly it was going on more so before, but it did not rear its, what I call, ugly head until we dealt with a natural disaster. Feeling mm-hmm. the way we operate, a lot of people operate. I always try to tell them, don't tell me what you feel. Tell me what you think. And that's right. Something we have to have people, you know, even in communication, don't tell me how I feel this way. It's kind of simply telling what you think. Because feeling is just nothing but an emotion. And it can come from so many other things. I was reading something that was so important that I want to share today. You know, we were talking, it's all about attitude, right? And a lot of times our feelings is projecting our attitude. And it becomes a perceived attitude. So a lot of people, when they say their feelings, they're dealing with struggles in life. And we know what natural disaster brought, some new struggles that we was not accustomed to.
Yeah.
So we felt it attacked our feelings. And our best way to combat it or take it on was to become hard, create a attitude, become aggressive. All of these things that goes in the line talking about that attitude and their feelings. So when you get focused on some things, I'm not going to put it all on that because a lot of our individuals already had this going on with them. All they did was let it escalate.
Yeah.
And they used
escalate, exactly.
That. So it's important that we talk and continue to talk to each other about not always trying to communicate based on feelings. We need to based on what we're thinking, because if I'm listening to you through the effective communication process, is that I am listening actively with the skills that I'm being blessed with. For the purpose of, once I hear what you have to say, I'm going to take the opportunity to do some thought about it. I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to make then. Before I communicate with you, my feelings is moved to the side. It's what my are about that. How can I be impactful enough through what I heard you say? Another thing, Lisa, I think so important, and we gotta you mentioned this, responsibility. Now, one of the things I talk about on my show throughout supporting boys, dealing boys to be impactful men, two of the things that differentiate a overgrown boy, a grown male from a grown man is two things that stand out. No one really wants to look at it this way. But one thing is a grown man takes responsibility for the action. Now, they may be grown in age and not take a responsibility. They ain't grown man. So we stand up and be accountable. And we want to show the people around that I'm willing to put it on my show. You know, they said this is something I heard someone say on one of the content. It said, your body is determined when you're dealing with things is that shoulders are made to carry weight, not hips.
What?
So if an individual not willing to be responsible, not willing to be accountable, now accountable is not the second word I think is so important to being in that area that a rarefied air of being grown and being a grown man or a grown woman, that's empathy. See, people that really has a problem with looking being selfless. See, empathy includes being selfless, not selfish. See, we got a lot of people coming, like you said, coming out of this disaster is more selfish now. See, that's what you got. Then they start putting their attitude into it. Then it becomes a negative situation instead of to the point where they realize that I can turn what happened 3 years ago to a positive thing for. And like I talk about our show, I talk about where we've been and where we come from. Just remember, we started in 2017. That means this show operates during the pandemic, through the good days and the bad days. If I had a negative attitude when I'm dealing with this situation, oh, woe me, in my feelings, instead of thinking what can we do to improve where we're able to get up to 15 shows being broadcast, being able to expand on five different networks. Come on now. It takes not feelings. It takes thinking how I can do better in a positive manner. But it also gives me that I'm responsible. I knew the responsibility God blessed me with. I'm not going to preach today, but I want y'all to know that it was a responsibility because it was a vision that he shared with me. So the pandemic didn't shut us down. What it did is it propelled us to where we are today, where we have 40 countries of listeners and watchers, because I didn't get caught up in my feelings. Think about it. My feeling was that,
nor did I.
Warned me, ain't no good, everything bad. We got this going on, this pandemic going on. But I'm thinking, well, this is the best way now to use virtual. This is the best way to use remote. This is the best way. That means I'm thinking beyond the day. And that's why I said when I talk about overgrown boys, I have to go back to that now. Grown males who have every tool that a man has. Now, the next one is a grown man. And that grown man understood who I feel that I am. I understood responsibility. And I had empathy for other people that I knew couldn't come on the show, weren't comfortable. So I understood. Empathy was getting out and talking to these various vendors and say, what can you give to us to give to people who's at home, who has, you know, that can get something to cheer them up. So we were able to get 14 trips for people where we paid for the hotel stay. Then we come back, we was able to give gift cards. We was able to give books, you know, all these books. And this is just a stack I bought the other day. and I'm continuing to give back. That's what it's all about, empathy. I wasn't caught up in the feeling. So as we look at the title, why people have so much attitude.
It's because terrible. At least you don't live down here, Dr. Mm-hmm. Love. Mm-hmm. I'm always like this now. Mm-hmm. I don't look at any, I mean, honestly, it's very disturbing to me. The behavior, negativity. You got positive people, you got negative people. I try to be positive, but what I notice, and I will self-share, I get thrown so much negativity at me that I start to pick up on it. I don't want that. So now I'm to remove things or not answer people, or because I'm not going to listen to it anymore. I mean, I've shared this before. 20 years ago, by the grace of God, I almost died from bacterial meningitis, okay? People die during the pandemic. People die from things. But, you know, one thing I learned, you got to live. You know, you got to live. And I think during that time, man, I was never yelled at so much in my whole life. I get it. You're frustrated. But when you're yelling at me and you want me to fix, you want therapists, and I've lost two colleagues. I don't really talk about it. The suicide, the stress, the abuse, just the way people were treating them. I have colleagues that won't treat kids. You know, I don't treat kids anymore myself. I just want to do the yoga with my kids because it's such a joyful, and I can't wait to go back Monday. I'm so excited. We're going to have a great school year, but if you focus on death and this happened and we were locked down and we were, okay, that's done. You have to process it. If it keeps coming up, you got to find a peace within it. I'm so happy I got licensed, you know, in two other states. Mm-hmm. I finished a lot of trainings. I got a lot of things done. I was very busy. Thank you. You know, my private practice, but you're sitting there yelling at people. And I said to people, you will never have this time again. Use this time wisely. Mm-hmm. I walked a lot. I meditated. I did a lot of yoga. I knew what was going to happen. I bought an elliptical. There are so many things that you can be doing. But, you know, I just realized this last week, or I probably knew it, but, you know, when you are an empath, people do dump on you.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And you have to put that balance and that boundary in place. And so that's something, you know, because I do feel bad for people. But then some people I'm beginning to say, you know, you're creating this.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't put it onto me anymore. You're creating this. You could be creating good. I couldn't teach yoga. It was killing me. But you know what I said to Michelle? Michelle was with me at the time. I said, we just got to sit back. We're going to work on the program. We're going to do more trainings. And that's what we did. You know, we tried to do it. It didn't really work because nobody liked the time. So I just decided, I said to her, let's just sit back and wait. Because, and sure enough, 2021, January, we were able to get into four of our schools. So, you know, it's perception of things, and I think your attitude.
Mm, come on.
But when you're displacing your negative attitude onto other people. But I decided no more, you know. Luckily, I got a good clientele right now. My schools are great. I went to visit some of them this week, which has been so nice to see people that I haven't seen in a while. But it's perception and attitude, and what you want to make happen, you can make it happen. If you don't and you want to stay stuck in this, you can have a positive attitude. You can have a negative attitude. You know, you can wake up in the morning and say, oh, nothing bad's happened. You know, everyone's talking politics all the time. And I keep saying to people, let's focus on waking up in the morning. What are you grateful for? Nothing's out of sorts. Okay, prices went up. Good is in your space. Not what the not good is, and what is your solution? But I think a lot of people aren't equipped, Dr. Lowe, honestly, or they're stuck and they don't know how to change Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense.
And then they displace their attitude. And I've allowed it. I admit I am responsible for when I have allowed it. I'm not allowing it anymore.
Exactly.
I'm done with that. Because it's not healthy for me. It's not healthy for anyone around me. And guys, you gotta become self-aware and see what's wrong. You know, if somebody at your job is being negative, one ear out the other. Be mindful, be present, tune out. That's their issue, not yours.
Exactly.
We all gotta work on that. I think that's, you know, I don't have any stuff like that with work, so I'm lucky. But yeah, I mean, I'm blessed in that aspect. So, but I know other people are having a lot of issues, and I say just focus on what you need to do, get through the workday, and go home and relax, or take a walk, or go to the gym, or can't go to the beach because it's 100 and some degree water right now. But
yes, yeah, I do understand where you're going, at least with that.
Yeah. But you can find things to do, you know, to keep your attitude in a good state. And if you need to, take breaks, walk away, go to the bathroom, go outside. I like jobs now that they do bring mindfulness programs in, bring in yoga in, they have wellness programs. And I think that promotes a better attitude.
Exactly.
But you have to want to do it.
And that's one of the key things that you're saying is so true. People have to understand when you're dealing with attitude, you don't want to be around people with negative attitude, but don't be one bringing the attitude to place. And a lot of times, you know, you have to realize that sometimes you respond to some people how they are sometimes coming at you. And you come to work, you have a negative attitude, man, it's going to be bad day to day, is it? You really don't want to hear that. And like you said, you gave some opportunity where people, when they hear, they can walk away. But yeah, some people, they are already negative themselves, so they like being amidst that. So we have to understand
those types of attitude, drama, leads to your
behavior. And see, your attitude affects your behavior. See, there are many types of that. At least I mentioned two of them already. And she may have mentioned more than two, but I know she mentioned positive attitude. So that's being able to, as she said, you know, that's being able to organize your behavior. See, when you're positive, you have a positive attitude, you have an organized behavior. And people are like, what are you talking about? Organized. See, organized means there's a difference between just making it simple. You're organized, you're not chaotic. How about that? You're organizing your behavior, or are you chaotic?
Yeah.
Now, which one are you? There's nothing in between. And we got to stop trying to put everything in between. You're either going to be organized, have a positive attitude, or you're going to be chaotic, and you're going to have a negative attitude. Too many people get caught up there, again, in their feelings. We're talking about attitude because, see, there's a difference between attitude and behavior. Before we got to give a shout-out to our sponsors, Lisa, so take and get you a swab of water or something right now, but we want to give a shout-out. We'll give a shout out to family and friends of the Blue and White family. Cordially invite you to the first annual tailgate greet and meet, Saturday, September the 2nd, 2023, 12 noon to 8 p.m. on the campus of Alabama State University at the tailgate spot located behind the annex across from the designated area. Please bring your lawn chairs. So truly want to give a shout out to the family and friends of the Blue and White family. Also, we're going to give a shout out for Baptist Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Lounsbury, Alabama, 4167 State Highway 97 North. They're having what they call a divine revival. Scriptures is 2 Timothy 3 and 16. August the 22nd through the 24th. Each night starts at 6:30. There are three awesome guest pastors, but the pastor of that church, Reverend Dr. J.C. Coleman, member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. He has three awesome pastors joining. You have Pastor Tony Peoples, Love Center Church in Montgomery, Alabama. Good Hope Missionary Baptist Church in Wetumpka, Good Hope. We also have Pastor Shedrick. You say Shedrick, not Cedric. Shedrick Abner, and he's from the Zion Hill Missionary Baptist Church in Montgomery, Alabama. He's a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity. Tony Peoples is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. And Pastor Dr. Bob Nelson Little from the historical Galileo Baptist Church out of Panola, Alabama, and he's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. So join him for that revival on August the 22nd through the 24th. We'll give a shout-out to another one of our sponsors, and this is L&T Star Wars Lawn Service.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
And if you need some lawn service done, you can call L&T Store with Lawn Service LLC. They are the manicure experts and the number to make sure you connect with Mr. Anthony Stallworth, and that's 334-300-7401, or go to Facebook and type in Anthony Stallworth and it will populate the information. You can contact him that way. So check them out. They're another one of our sponsors. Now, Lisa, we're going to move to what is the difference between attitude and behavior? Because some people don't understand. They think it's all the same. They don't realize exactly what is attitude and then what is behavior. So truly,
behavior expresses a person's attitude, and the way of thinking or feeling is reflected by a person's attitude. On the contrary, a person's conduct is reflected by his behavior. Attitude is defined by the way we perceive things, whereas behavior is ruled by social norms. Attitude is a human trait, but behavior is an inborn attribute.
Oh, come on. You said something. Talk about that. Because I want to
which
talk about
part?
That inborn attribute.
Inborn, yeah. I think some of it is just some people are just the way they are.
Yes, you're so right.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
It's inborn, it's ingrained, and it's, yeah.
And that's amazing. I'm glad you brought that up when you were sharing the information on that and giving us some.
I read the exact definition of it, so we understand it.
That these things are from their upbringing. You know, that thing has always been said and been words have been uttered out. You are a product of your environment. See, you develop a lot of your attitude and your behavior from your prior experience or some of your life situations. I'm not saying that you have to be stuck there, but if you're still displaying some things because of your struggles in life, we all struggle mm-hmm. in life in some form, and you're mad with someone because, you know, you struggle and they didn't struggle. See, so you begin to become that individual that allow it to be ingrained in your mind. It becomes your behavior. So now we're creating some feelings and emotions, which truly
yep.
is the shaping of your attitude. And if your attitude is not in the right frame, not positive, it can determine your aptitude. So we have to understand that what we do, that if we allow things, and if we're having things that's still hunting us from younger years, we need to seek some kind of support through time. counseling and therapies. We need to do that. And we have to bring that into the whole picture of life now. Because if we have an attitude and mad because what happened to me as a child, I don't mean I'm not going into in depth into things. I'm just saying because we didn't have all the things, you know, we didn't have all the things that everybody else had. Or we didn't get a chance to go places like other people that's in my class or in my school. Then we become adults, we become bitter adults. We allow now our attitude to be shaped by how we feel. That's why I say from the beginning, let's not always focus on feelings when we're trying to do effective communication. Because feelings is nothing but an emotion, just like anger, just like grief, you know, just like being afraid. These are feelings. You shouldn't let your feelings dictate how you operate from day to day. If it creates an attitude that you have because of your feelings, it is going to stop you from projecting to the highest point you want to be in life at that time. I'm not saying you won't ever get where you want to be, but it can be that stumbling block. It can be that mountain that you cannot climb. So you have to keep in mind, not allow your negative attitude control your behavior and control how you deal with things in life, Lisa.
I kept thinking when I saw the format, I said, maybe I should be like a call-in.
Okay.
I'll tell you something cute. I'm going to tell you something cute. So the little boy that I posted, you know, in the picture with you and I, okay, I adore all my kids, but he creates an attitude.
Yes, it does.
And the little girl was saying to me, it's like, then the whole class gets out of control.
Yes,
and I was laughing. But she was really serious. Like,
very
she
much.
Was like, we really need to teach about listening and keeping our hands to ourselves. And, you know, I just listen to these. I learned so much from my kids.
Yep.
Because they get it. But they're right. When you're at a family gathering, it's no different. One person's got an attitude or they're not in sync.
Mm-hmm.
It sets the tone.
It does.
In the whole room. It just sets everybody, and you can see it in a person's demeanor. It's the behavior that you're displaying. Kind of like adults can act like kids.
Exactly.
So when kids act up, behavior they're trying to express.
Exactly.
Adults are doing the same thing right now. And it's just interesting when the kid, and I'm thinking, I'm going to hire, I've told both of them, I'm hiring them. They said, I don't have to pay them, though. It's
okay.
Cute. But I said, this is what we need to be teaching our youth.
Yes, exactly.
You know, it's okay if you're having a moment, being self-aware, understanding. You know, I know if I need them, like I've become very, you know, just, you know, God, everyone knows I have an injury with today. I got a very good report from the doctor,
yeah,
so I'm
yeah,
very happy.
Yeah.
But you can tell, and I've learned to just say, you know what, I'm not feeling great today. And, you know, now there's more better days, but it's okay because that can construe an attitude, well, what's wrong with her? Or I've had people say to me, well, you look good. And I'm like, that doesn't mean I feel good, but I try to put out there, I always say smile and breathe. That's one of the new things besides mindset. And we got this. But I say smile and breathe through it because that can change your attitude. Like I know when I'm with the kids, everything, I don't think about anything that's going on. So make sure you're surrounding yourself with, you know, good situations. And when you're in a bad situation, you know, you got to figure out a way to get that out of your space.
Exactly.
Because it's going to happen to all of us.
It will.
And, but I love that my kids are like planning what they're going to teach next week. And I said, I'm so proud of them because they get it. You know, and I say, sometimes kids act up or they have an attitude because something's going on. And we just have to be kind and hope that being kind is going to promote a more positive, right?
Right, right. And that's the key to it, positive, being positive at all times. So when
we're positive,
attitude and behavior now, your attitude can determine how you react to other individuals. Just like you mentioned by the young lady saying that sometimes the class get out of control. It means get chaos. Just because of one person whose behavior or attitude is a little bit off whack today. And sometimes we all wake up, and the old saying you had heard is, woke up on the wrong side of the bed. So you have an attitude. You go there, and it's sad that you're carrying. A lot of time I always tell teachers, we all know you have life as a principal. I used to tell them. But when you come here, you need to make sure you're able to function without bringing what you had go on this morning or even last night. If you feel like that you may need to take a day. I'm not saying you can take a day without dealing with what's the required, like sick leave or whatever it is. I'm just saying you're going to have a better day. The student's going to have a better day if you come with the right attitude. They see you, but if they see you up there and you growling like a bulldog up there about everything, now the class don't realize there's something going on, and they go begin, okay, this is my time to show out now. It's my time to create chaos. So your behavior, your attitude can be reflected in your behavior. And too many people don't really think. So when you say, what is the difference between behavior and attitude? You know, we know attitude is how you express, at least say that early, express your feelings. See, your behavior is the way you act. See, attitude is how you may express your feelings. Your behavior will be where you take the attitude to another level where you may get physical with someone.
Yes.
See, your attitude will have
you. Or
verbally. And like we said, we're working hard every day to make sure our well-beings are mature enough so we can be in life, whatever it may be, and function to a point. But when we are emotionally struggling, when I say your emotional cue or IQ is off whack a whole lot, then all of the things like feelings, attitude, emotion, anger, all of that and behavior come into play because you are now
absolutely
keeled. So you have to make sure you're trying to be on task. And if you're not able to do it, please seek. And I'm going to keep saying that. At least give me a minute because I can share it with her. I seek counsel to be the best person I can be.
Yeah.
So I'm recommending it does work. But you have to be willing to. I have a problem from the front room to outdoors. So what you have to do is take an opportunity and not let yourself develop a negative attitude or to the point of explicit attitude. A lot of times people have that too. And that just become conscious. See, your attitude now is a conscious and you're doing it based on your thoughts and how you feel. You're just doing it because you just don't, at this point, I just don't care right now. And we have to work hard on making sure we understand how our attitude can have a great bearing on our behavior, how our attitude sometimes is developed through our background, our previous situation. You know, I always talk about relationships. And I said some people are so fearful of relationships, but definitely fearful of the long-term relationship, which is marriage. They're so fearful because of some of the things they had encountered in their previous relationships, and they hadn't quite healed from that. And I'm going to say this, Lisa, we're going to move forward, and you can share your thoughts on it as well. You know, I created fear. I said people that have a problem with just wanting to just be around people have fear. Fear commitment. And fear is a choice. It's an emotion, but it's a choice. So I broke fear down. I may have mentioned it previously. You know, I took the fear and I did acronyms. First, the F. You know, I said, you know, we start with the F. The F is you frightened to death. See, you've been almost in the past beat to submission and don't even know you've been emotionally beaten to the point, and I want to make it sound so physical, that you almost give up. But you get scared. You get frightened. So the F is fright. And when you start looking at the E, I always tell people, be very careful about the E in your life. The E is that you lack the ability to engage with others. See, and then you become envious of people. See, fighting, lack of being able to be engaged, emptiness, all that comes into play and scares people to death. And then you have the A. That are you? You said, are you able to get along? Are you argumentative? Some people want to argue over anything. No matter what you say, you can say the sky blue.
Or they try to trigger you.
Yeah, that's what
into an argument. You know, Dr. Lowe, they try to. And then they want to make it like you're something wrong with you.
Exactly. It's easy to shift the blame. And I get the R right quick, and that's resentment
right.
You're around at this time. The old saying, Lisa, when they said, don't bring baggage from some other relationship to a new relationship, it's true. People have to understand. It leads to creating negative attitudes. It leads to behavior that sometimes challenge your emotional cue. Sometimes it creates fear, and it puts you where you're on defense all the time, and you begin to do sign language, you know, just simply not willing to deal with things. You know, sign language, back up, I don't hear you. You know, you speak and use sign language, but that's what you start doing. You're so afraid to get into the situation. So we have to be very careful about allowing our attitude to become an issue. Where it steps over wrong behavior. So we have to continue to look at it because, you know, if you cannot recognize signs of a bad attitude, then you know what you got an attitude. You ought to be able to define and share what a bad attitude is. Yes.
Here's the other thing. Maybe I should talk about. I'm not sure. I'm hearing that talking about emotions has become a bad thing. Now, I'm not going to go into, but I had a conversation with someone last week and it was bizarre. And she was saying, she's a teacher and she goes, I'm not having any more crying in my class this year. I don't know. It was just weird. Like she just started talking and I was like, well, what if the kid is upset? Like maybe somebody's sick at home, maybe someone died. Like she goes, I don't really care. This kid need to come in and do their work. And I was taken so far back because I've never heard of any educator. And I advocate for educators. I work with them. I've been in the schools. I mean, even when I was in Cleveland, I worked in the school district. And I said, but do you think that's healthy? Because I said, I know if I'm upset, you know, these are like little kids, and you don't want them, my AirPods are going to die. Can you hear Dr. Lou?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You don't want little kids coming in and saying, I'm upset. Well, then how are they're distracted. How are they going to get their work done? How do you and I go to work? Like I did. I was upset. I had to put my dog down, and it got me. I canceled some of my appointments because I knew in my head I'm not giving 100%. And you need to work through the emotion of it. And I think it's really, really important for people to be able to express. You can't express it turns into an attitude. It turns into anger. It turns into behavior, children and adults.
Exactly.
But I was taken so far back. But I mean, I listened because I always listen to people's opinions. And I said, well, I understand what you're saying. You just want to teach. You don't care about, you know, if the kids are upset. And she goes, no, I really don't. And I said, okay. And I said, well, it was nice talking to you. I got to go, you know, because I didn't like the way the conversation, you know, it's fine. Yeah. But the point is, there's so many people going through things or going on, or, oh, your mammogram came back bad, or your PSA levels were high, or, you know, oh, but you got to come into work anyways. Those things can too create an attitude, you know, exactly. And then people get angry and the behavior comes out. So it's with adults and with kids. So, JM Lexus here in Deerfield, and I know people that work there. They have a whole wellness program there. They are all about health and wellness. They want their employees to be taken care of emotionally, you know, and I think it's important for wellness, to have wellness programs put in place for people. So if they do need therapy or they need family therapy or grief counseling or whatever it is, because I think people will function better when they can work through whatever is going on. But when people can't, then there becomes an attitude.
Exactly.
And I think that is just something that can happen. Or you're being mistreated. You feel like you're being mistreated at your job or by your family. Oh, now I got to go to this family dinner and they're not treating me. Boom. Right?
Right.
So all these things, there's all these different situations, and I think people need to be aware of why an attitude can emerge and what you can do. And I like when I see my kid, I always say my kids, I like when they come up to me and say, Miss Lisa, so-and-so was having a bad day, or this happened. And they're trying to help their friend through it because the friend has a little attitude, or they're acting up, or they're whatever the emotion is. And then, you know, I'll talk a few minutes or I wait till after I'm done, but it's good. I like when I see people helping people. And that goes back to what we were talking to at the beginning about people not having empathy. And empathy, I think, is something you're born with or you're not born with.
Exactly.
Right? I mean, it's born or it's in it. Where did you talk about that? You mentioned that about being something. Where do we say that? Being inborn. You know, that you have these things inside of you, but.
In life, sometimes we got to realize we're born inherent. It's inherent traits for some people. And some people don't want to understand that. And we have to continue to identify this, do our best to help. And at least I just wanted to kind of say something before I need to run some of these promos right quick. The student said, where the teacher said, you know, I want them crying. I don't want them crying in my class. I don't want them doing this and doing that. So what does she want, robots? Does she want the robotic age? Because children at whatever, and if she's talking about elementary children,
you know what bothered me? She teaches lower income children, and I'm like, it really bothered me. It bothered me for a couple of days, actually, because those kids need that added support.
Exactly.
We don't even know if they have dinner. We don't know their circumstances. And I've always been drawn to that population because that's where I started my career. And I'm always for, you know, it just kind of took me, I was going to call you after that happened because I was kind of like, I didn't know what to say. It made me really uncomfortable because I don't promote that. I always respect opinions, but you're working with kids that probably come from homes. They can't help, like the parents are probably working multiple jobs. You got, you know, really? Like that's what you're, you don't want them crying. You just want to teach them. You want, yeah, you want them to be like robots in the room.
That's it. And it's just not going to quite work. But Lisa, we're going to pay a few more bills before we get off this. We want to give a shout out to the sisters and brothers of Ambition and the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. They have a blue L'Oreal, a night of elegance. The dress and tie is a semi-formal, up to formal. Saturday, August 26th at 8 p.m. to midnight. The tickets are, as of today, $35 up until the day of the show. Food will be served by Mary Ruth Restaurant. Music by DJ Down East, the big KD out of Montgomery, I'm sorry, out of Otagoville, the Montgomery Veteran area. Tickets are available now. You need to email Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com or call 334-301-8775. So give them a shout out. It's an awesome affair. They have a plan. So we'll give those sisters and brothers of Ambition and those brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, Alabama, an opportunity to be elegant and have an elegant affair. And Mary Ruth Restaurant have a promo. We mentioned them as providing food for the affair. And as truly...
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers. Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays. Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch. Including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by. 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today. 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
That's Mary Ruth's Restaurant, the best southern food in Alabama. You can call... Marvin, Lala Smith, and Sarah Katrina. Marvin is a brother. Katrina Roper Smith at 334-549-0950. That's 334-549-0950. That is Mary Ruth Restaurant. They're going to provide food for this affair, the Blue Royale. And truly, truly, they are working to make a difference in Georgiana, Alabama, which is...
this looks good, Dr. Love.
Yes, traveling. You're traveling to the beach, like for the west coast of Florida, or you call northwest Florida, where the Pensacola, Fort Walton, the Destin Beach area. You have to come down 65, even if you're coming anywhere north. You can come down, want to get down to... get down to Mobile, Alabama, into that area. You can go to the beach. So give them a shout-out. They're right off the exit at 131, I believe, or 138, one of them. You can check them out and have a ball. So we want to just give them a shout-out. We also want to give recognition as we get ready to talk about one more topic before we close out, and we want to talk about how can you change attitude. How can people change their attitude, even with their behavior? We're going to talk about that, but we want to give a true shout out to another one of our sponsors, that Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. We're truly thankful that they took time to advertise with us, and we're so happy. So a shout out for Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents
in South Central Alabama. Contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344. Or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie's Angel. There's several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Lonnie's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
I just want to play a little music go along with that. That's Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. It's Jennifer Jackson. You can go to Facebook, Jennifer Jackson with one N, and you can go to Charlie's Angels. Or you give them a call at 251-369-1344. 251-369-1344. And they will ship whatever you need out of many of the products that was mentioned. I have a lot of samples here as well. But you can call and or you can go to Facebook and connect with them. We truly want to give them that opportunity to be shouted out because they're sponsors and we're glad to have them as a part of this. We want to discuss one more topic that I think is really important when we're talking about why people have so much attitude. I see my chapter out of Greenville. I want to thank you, Brother Hutton, for joining us. We also have I Am Joe Stubbs joining us. Thank you so much, Joe Stubbs. And also the Mississippi, Gulf Coast Sigma, down in the Biloxi area down there. They have that big, sometimes a big college weekend down there where the college students come down. So we give a shout out to the Gulf Coast Sigma, the Five-Day Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Now let's move forth. I have several individuals on Tomlin's side. I didn't get a chance to shout out. I'm moving a shout out as quick as I can. Is Jay Scatch is joining us, number one. Charlie's Baptist joining us. MLAICA. You have Tam Smooth World. Thank you so much. We also have Brother Fire. Lesson Height More Fly. These are the individuals. There's many more on that. I'm not reading them all. Now we have Lisa underscore Bitcoin. Bitcoin underscore options underscore trader underscore 899. Give you a shout out, Lisa. Thank you for joining us and being a part of it. So Lisa, as we, and this is our host with the most, Lisa, as we get ready to close out, we want to talk about how can attitudes be changed? Just think about the things we talked about tonight. If you have any thoughts, you can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line. By identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, actually your location, you can chat with the host of the most. That's Lisa L. Levine and myself as the co-host and producer. This is Dr. Lorenzo B. Smith. And I'm just blessed to be here. I'm just happy. I'm just happy to be a part of it. I'm glad she said, you can come along with me. I said, okay, I'm going to make sure I ride. I'm going to ride and die with her. Thank you so much. So truly, truly. So Lisa, let's kind of look at how can we change people's attitude? How can the attitude that we even talked about be changed? Particularly, I know you walked away from it, but just what I deal that young lady as an instructor or the developer someone who's giving children the opportunity to grow, simply saying that we're going to put them in a box. And in that box, literally people might, don't get confused when I say put them in a box. When she tell them they can't cry, they can't talk, I'm just saying all the things, all they got to do is come and do their work. That's a box. and children don't operate in a box quite that well.
No, they don't.
So how can we change that attitude? Because nothing is set in stone. It can always be changed. No attitude is ever going to be set in stone. It can be changed. What's your thoughts on that?
I think changing your attitude, self-awareness, self-assessment, you know, assessing what is going on, what is causing. And I think those of us, and I even tell people, like going through yoga teacher training was a very good learning experience for me, because one, it taught me about egos, non-judgment, compassion, like things I knew about, but it really made me go within. You know, you had to do a lot of assignments and soul searching, and I think you have to assess yourself and see what's going on and what's causing this. Is it in my control? Is it out of my control? Can I change this? Mm-hmm. Do I feel good this way?
Yeah.
Am I feeling good like this? No. Boundaries, setting long-term, short-term goals, I think is important. That can help you with your attitude. Like when I work with clients, I always say, what's the short-term? What's the long-term? Because you wanna have goals and say, okay, I'm going to work on this or I'm going to accomplish that. When you do things like that, it helps promote a better attitude.
Yep.
It can change your outlook on things. And I always say to people, if you can't happily married, and I'm like, are they really that happily married? Are they legally married? I hear so many stories, Dr. Lowe. If you're not happy, change it. Don't stay in things that are going to create an attitude or a negative space. And I think we've all been there.
Yeah.
But at this stage of the game, you know, I think we could see life changes in a blink of an eye. I keep saying to people, life is short. You don't know from one moment to the next. You don't know when the last time you're going to speak to someone, what's the last words you say to them? Did you have an attitude with them? Were you angry at them? You know, many times I have people say, I regret, I shouldn't have, I did this. And it's just being self-aware. And where can you improve on? Where can you make improvements? Because when you do that, things will come out differently. Or I'm thinking on vision boards too. Like, what's your vision? You know, what do you see?
Exactly. And Lisa, just kind of adding to what you're saying is, you know, attitudes can change when you learn new information. Sometimes your response is because you lack the knowledge and the understanding of what was going on. So people, when things don't kind of go their way, they have enough information. Attitude is created. What's wrong with you? Oh, they left me out. You know, it's something they create an attitude. When they learn new information, this is the reason why we didn't get a chance to get in touch with you. And that's new information. See? And then when they hear from influential people, a lot of you know when people upset, somebody that's influential willing to step in, if they step a calm down, you know, no matter what the situation is, let's talk about it. Just for that 8 seconds, you know, my 8 second rule is to give you a chance to calm down. That person mm-hmm. will be able to influence them enough so they cannot go to a point where they maybe their behavior may get them somewhat in trouble. Also, when you experience discomfort, that's when your attitude begins to change. Also, when you experience discomfort,
I know that
due to holding conflicting beliefs, people don't realize that. Because you believe mm-hmm. something and you said this is the way I believe, and it may not be in fit with what I say your belief is not right. Please don't get me wrong, because you can have whatever belief you want. But when it becomes discomfort, the experience, then people need to make it. It may just change what you believe about something. Just like she said about, Lisa said about those people that say they are unhappily married. Change it.
Change it.
Your belief is, well, I should just stay just through the discomfort. You know, when you are discomfort and you hold grudges against people, it will lead you to the path you don't want to go. So what we have to make sure we understand that when the discomfort comes into play, you need to make a change. You need to take time to acquire new information. I'm not advocating for anyone to divorce anybody. Please don't do that. We're not saying that.
We're just saying work on it.
You're telling, as Lee said, you're sharing with me that you're unhappy. I wouldn't know if you were unhappy. I might see things, but that don't mean I can draw a conclusion because I'm not inside your home. But when you bring it outside the home, you bring that discomfort outside the home, you create conflict with yourself because now you begin to tell everybody else that, you know, things ain't going right. I wouldn't know whether we're going right or not unless you bring it outside. That's why I always tell people, you know, we like to talk about our business and our personal business and then upset when somebody have a reflection about it. Have you ever been around people always talking about their business and somebody have a reflection, they get upset? Why are you upset? You're talking about your business. They may not believe in what you believe. They may not see it the same way, but they wouldn't know what was going on with you until you bring it to them. When you bring it out in the public. Now, whatever they say may create discomfort with you. Maybe you may think about it. Maybe next time I should be boasting and bragging. You know, I call that kind of. Some people boasting and bragging. So maybe now was an event and it was a young lady and it's all she was talking about. So I can't wait up to go to Beyonce concert and I'm going to throw my shorts. And they're going to say what it was. My shorts and all. And I'm sitting up at the table and I'm like, I really don't want to hear this. Why do you think I want to know and really where? And it's other people at the table, some of her close people, and she was just talking. It wasn't the point that she was talking about. Wear what you want to wear, be where you want to be, and do whatever you know you feel comfortable with. But sometimes everything ain't meant for everybody to wear. She needs what we call some humbling. She's bragging about, last year I did about $30 million in contracts and all that. Like,
wow.
I'm like, now I'm going to brag. So you need to go through one of them discomforting experiences. That way you'll appreciate, or you need to be persuaded by somebody influential to say, we don't really want to know all your business like that. We don't want to know if you're unhappy at home or not. We can see that you're not happy, but it ain't for you to come give me confirmation. I really don't want, because now you're bringing me into it, which I'd rather not be. I would rather for you to go address the issue and make a change. That's what attitude, when it's able to change, when you experience new forms of information that helps you to make whatever change. You can make it. You're going to go work on it, but just don't get where it gets so volatile that somebody end up getting hurt. See, we got to begin to put ourselves in that situation, and that's why when attitude affects your behavior, positive attitude brings about a positive behavior. I'm going to say it just like it is. Negative attitude brings about negative behavior, and we have to keep that in mind. So we don't really know what's going on in your side of your house, no matter how much you want to talk, how much you want to joke around. And most folks won't really know what's going on because we all got our own.
We all have our own stuff.
We got things we have to deal with every day. But you coming out, want to be right for the party, and you want everybody to know everything going on with you, but really don't give me no faith. But I'm like, okay, I'm going to just tell you what kind of person I am. I'm that kind of person that listen, but I'm biting my tongue because I'm about to say something. Somebody better touch me because I'm about to say I really don't want to hear that view. I really don't because it has nothing to do with me. You know, you want me to pat you on the back? I'll do that. Hand clap for you. So my point is, saying if I even say it, you're going to get an attitude. Now your behavior is going to change. So we got to understand that we can change when you learn new information. We can change when people persuade us, like influential people, and we can also change when we experience discomfort due to some kind of conflict. That's how we change. Last thought, Lisa.
You know, it's interesting you're talking about bragging. And so I, you know, put a post up about my dad yesterday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My brother and I had no, you know, I was at work and I'm in the car, my car has become my office. And I looked and I was like, oh my gosh. And I call him and I say, I never knew this. He goes, well, I never said anything. My dad is so low key. He does. So much. I mean, he you're probably, I don't know if they're listening or not. He mentors people. He mentors cancer. Like, he gives so much. He gives to my program, you know, for Caitlin. He was close. But he's so modest. And you ask anybody. And that's why I think we all look up to him. Because he just goes with it. And he just does, you know, and I guess I pick up some of that from him, you know, but he... You know, when you look at someone like that, you know, it's, you know, you're talking about people bragging, like my dad, like not even, we didn't even know he had trophies or awards, nothing. He never put them up in the house.
Okay.
How come? And he just said, I didn't want you guys to feel pressures ever that you had to, I want you to do it by your own, you know, and I get, you know, my brother and I are blessed, you know, I have to say, because we have a good role model. And I also think when you have good role models, I look to you, I look to Dr. O. I might go live with Dr. O for a little bit, by the way.
Okay.
So I might go stay with her.
Right.
But no, I do. And I admire her. Her and I talk and I go to, you know, but, you know, you do a lot of things too. There's people that do things and they do it out of from here, and then what you're saying, somebody is, they're bragging, they're trying to get recognition,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sometimes make other people feel bad. But when you're doing things, do it because it's coming from here, create a positive space,
mm-hmm.
empower and give other people like the will or want to want to do things, to do good, to put good out there.
Yeah.
And you never know who you're going to hit or affect and how you'll pump up their attitude. Maybe they need a little bit of help with it. That's kind of like my final thought on this is sometimes things that you and I do could affect other people and help promote.
Exactly.
Am I right?
Right.
And if you're not feeling it, guys, figure out how to feel it.
Exactly.
Figure it out.
Exactly.
You don't need recognition. Recognize yourself. Validate yourself. Feel good. Create a positive space. Thought on it. But, yeah, I think if this was a good topic about attitudes and words and the way we treat ourselves and the way we treat other people.
And I want to say congratulations to the big guy.
Thank you.
Tell him I say congratulations to the big.
I will.
I typed that in too, but I shouldn't have messed up.
I got to go through him. He goes, go on there. And I said, well, you could go on mom. But he's like, leave. Just, I was surprised when he said to me, you could post it. And I was like, I can post it?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yes. And I said, okay, 80 years later, we can post. So we were so happy, you know, and it's just great. You know, like I said, my brother and I had no, we just didn't know, and we just thought it was, we were both really happy yesterday.
And I can say that.
It made me feel good. So.
And good. It was awesome to hear that. When I saw it, I had to type it in, like I said, congratulations, big guy. And as we get ready to
fourth guy.
Fourth guy, and I know her uncle as well. I know he has transitioned, but, you know, when she mentioned her, I've not heard that name before, and that's because I, you know, I'm always trying to see these individuals who's doing talk shows.
He was good.
Was your uncle Les?
My uncle more sports Les, yeah.
That's it. So, you know, sometimes you never know how people cross and the paths they cross. So truly it is an awesome opportunity to talk about attitude and why people have so much attitude. And we automatically said that, and that would say they have negative attitudes. They're mad about everything. They don't want nobody around there. Then they boast and brag about everything they have. But as we get ready to close out, Lisa has some parting words. But I want to give a truly the last comment. I have to make sure Faith is on some of the bills paid. So I want to give a shout out to Zeta Phi Sigma is one of our sponsors. So we have to make sure we play. We didn't want to miss them tonight because they would have texted me and told me I ain't hear my promo tonight. But you will now.
It's indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Zeta Phi Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Let me give a shout out, and they wanted to call and let me know when the representative said, but make sure you said it. We lead and don't follow. I said, oh, okay. They lead, but they don't follow. So I said, all right, then. Sound like a winner. So I want to give a shout out to those guys and thank you to every one of them. They're willing. They jumped on as quick as they could to be sponsors and co-sponsors. And we thank them so much for WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to come to you, offer you some thoughts and ideas, interactive opportunities where you why people have so much attitude, and we can see it's part of their behavior, and then sometimes we just can't control what we're dealing with because we're on the negative side, and we just can't get out of that. We have to work toward the positive side. Tonight was awesome, and I really think our host picked them up, and I was glad to get,
thank you.
I was glad to get on the train, and right one day if they ever build that train, they say they're going to build the train is coming from New Orleans going over to South Carolina, then going all the way down to Miami. That's going to be the new train that they got running where you can ride that train from New Orleans back over to Miami.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this money was put in place through the pandemic. Infrastructure money. Right before the pandemic.
Oh, interesting.
So one day, just to ride that train would be something to do. So it was awesome tonight.
I can ride the train to see you guys.
Yeah. Because it'll get to come through Birmingham, Alabama. So that means that's about 80 miles away from Montgomery. So it's closer. It'll go through Atlanta. That's a good part. Go up the East Coast and come across. That's what's supposed to be in the future. And I will be blessed, and I'm planning and blessed to be here at 2040 and 2050. And if I get up at any above 2050, then, you know, I don't think I'll be doing much traveling then. But the thing about it, be a blessing to be here and be around just to see what's going to be going on in 2030, and a blessing to be here in 2040, and it's very blessing to be here in 2050. And if they can put it sitting down, I know they're 103. I did 103. Hopefully I look the same way. But, you know, it won't happen that way. But we're thankful so much. Lisa, I tell you, it's been awesome tonight. You know, we want to talk about our hashtag responsible. That's what we talk about. We're responsible. No, we got this. No matter what you do, we're going to make sure it happens and make it do what it do. Truly, truly, we're blessed. And we truly want to let y'all know we love you all. We truly love you all. Coming from our hearts, and as we close this out, thank you, Lisa, so much for letting me ride that
thank
train
you.
With you and enjoying it. But as we get ready to close out, we had a ball. So it's going down, and it's going to keep on going down. Check us out on tomorrow night, WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we have the awesome show planned for tomorrow night. It's straight, no chaser. Straight talk, no chaser. Becoming
straight talk.
And no chaser will be coming to you. And I think my scheduled time is 5:30. think it's coming at 5:30, so we're going to make it do what it do. That early hour time, it's close to that happy hour time, and we're going to just have a ball, and I want to make sure I'm giving that right time, truly give me a chance to make sure I look at my paperwork. I don't want nobody to get mad with me. You told me 5 o'clock. You told me it's going to be 5:30. It's going to make it do what it do. That's Central Standard Time, the PM hour, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So y'all have an awesome rest of the evening. Lisa, thank you again. And as we're going to play some music we don't own the rights to, but we want to play it as we close out. As we close out, we already mentioned how much we love you. It's from our heart. And I'm going to say this like I always say. I love you. And ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening.
You need to be.
Here we go again. Here we go.
Ghetto
Feel USA. Uh-oh. You know I go by the name Nitty, right?
Uh-huh.
I gotta introduce y'all another motherfucker at my squad, right?
Who is this nigga, man?
This nigga go by the name of Jock.
Jock.
He resides in College Park, right?
College Park, CC.
But for right now, what we gotta do for y'all,
what we gonna do?
We gotta get y'all a hit, huh?
Niggas in my face, damn it every day. Asking me a question like, Jock, where you stay? Tell a College Park, where the chop call? Eat 20 grand, spend a grand at the bar. This about his own, J's on my feet. I'm on that Patron, so get like me.